October 21st. On this day in 1772, the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge was born. A huge influence on later poets, he was a friend of Wordsworth, becoming a leading figure in the Romantic movement. Coleridge was a notorious opium addict, and his famous poems Kubla Khan and The Rime of the Ancient Mariner were largely written while under its influence. The extraordinary imagery of his opium-laden imagination is quite inimitable and has enhanced the English language. Sadly, in later life, opium became a huge albatross round the poet's own neck, and he spent the last 18 years of his life living in the house of a London doctor who helped him to battle with his addiction. Here is a beautiful Coleridge poem composed in an earlier and probably happier time of life. It's called Reflections on Having Left a Place of Retirement. In the open air, our myrtles blossomed, and across the porch, thick jasmines twined the little landscape round, was green and woody, and refreshed the eye. It was a spot which you might aptly call the Valley of Seclusion. I was constrained to quit you. Was it right? While my unnumbered brethren toiled and bled, that I should dream away the entrusted hours on rose-leaf beds, pampering the coward heart with feelings all too delicate for use. I therefore go and join head, heart and hand, active and firm, to fight the bloodless fight of science, freedom, and the truth in Christ. Yet oft, when after honourable toil rests the tired mind, and waking loves to dream, my spirit shall revisit thee, dear cot. Today I ask that I shall be able to live my life free of all mood-altering drugs.